I was talking to Don about, we were just talking back and forth, him sitting on the tractor and fixing our road, and amazing. Talking to Don is just amazing. It's like talking to someone from an ancient culture, like talking to Elijah that comes in, or Isaiah, or just someone from the Old Testament or even New Testament disciple coming and having conversation is amazing. We're talking about the love of God, and the sentence that came out was this: He wounds you to love you. What does that mean? He wounds me to love me. Okay, think about a surgeon doing a surgery, right? In order for the surgeon to take the tumor out, he wounds you. But we never say, oh, the surgeon wounded me. We say, surgeon did surgery on me. But when the Lord God does surgery on us to take the tumor out, what is the tumor? Anything that stops us from receiving His love. It would take that infectious tumor out, full of infection. It's going to wound us, meaning it's going to cut us. You say, God, you're killing me. You just strike me. You just opened me. I am so broken. In that sense, we could say He wounds you to love you. That's what Mother Teresa said. These are the kisses of Jesus. You know, on the cross, He's kissing you. And one of the poor ladies said, please, Mother Teresa. And she meant it. Please tell Jesus, stop kissing me. It's like saying, please tell the doctor, stop cutting me. But the thing is, we want to be numb in order not to feel the pain. But believe me, we need every drop of it for some reason. We need it. Of course, Holy Spirit will be there. And the Comforter will be there. But I want you guys and me, myself, to remember this. He wounds you to love you. How many people you feel that have been wounded by God, or God didn't come to their rescue? They have a child that is handicapped there, or my brother losing both his legs to amputation and diabetes and other things, with all his love for God. Or a friend of ours losing Ashley, her 2.5-year-old daughter. I'm not saying the Lord did it, but for some reason He uses those things to really show us His love. It's a mystery. He wounds you to love Him and to show you His love. His ways are different. You may say, Father, couldn't you find another way to love us? Was there any other way for the Lord to show us His love but to wound His Son? And Bible said it pleased Him to wound Him. It pleased the Lord to see His Son. Not that He was a psychopath seeing His Son's pain and He was just getting pleasure from it. We know His nature. It's love. It pleased love to wound His Son, that we may all receive His love. It's the same thing. He wounds us to love us, that we may be the carrier of His love. I know it doesn't make sense with the mind, but that's the way of the Lord. Brokenness is not as bad as we think. If we open up, it would be the same place that we would meet God. The same place that we got wounded, the same place is the same door, is the exact precise place that we got wounded. you can say by life or others, but on ourselves, or we blame at the end of the day, we blame God. The same place we have been wounded is the place of our meeting with God. When He cuts you, you will receive His love. He will wound you to love you. It's a big saying. I hope hopefully we will get to the place of maturity to understand the sentence. Of course, I'm not saying this is God saying, this is Cameron talking, the way that he sees. And it's my relationship with God, which is far from being perfect. But I believe the depth of me, and I see it around me, and I see my own brokenness, how my brokenness, Him even wounding me like a surgeon, it became the place of my healing. It became the very door that I would meet Him. I have a friend with a child, many, actually more than one. Their children have autism. And I have one in Turkey, one in another country. I can see like 3 or 4 people now in my mind. The kids, they need constant attention. You cannot leave them alone for a moment. And there are so many other things in this planet, but when we meet Jesus, our cross and the precise location that nail was driven into our flesh. Paul said he had a thorn in the flesh. Let's say he had a nail in the flesh, right? The precise location of the nail, it's our, the place, that open place that nail was driven in. It's the place that we will receive love. As much as we have been wounded, we will receive the same love. That's why Mother Teresa said, the way I understand it, God loves those who carry so much pain. Remember, the Lord said, I will go after one, leave the 99. The one that was lost, the one that has pain, the one that it's, I go after them. But He's not going to just bring them back in, you know, on a silver platter. No. It requires a lot of cuts and wounds, meaning Him doing surgery and opening us up, breaking us sometime to as many pieces that it requires to be broken. In the kingdom of God, everything is different. I started saying recently, not always recently, when you give the gift to anyone, you want them to receive it, cherish it, and keep it. When the Lord gives you the gift of life, He wants you to lose it. Like, wow, my life was a gift from you. You want me to lose it? Yep. Be fruitful and multiply, He said in the very beginning. But then after many thousands of years, Jesus told us how to be fruitful. Unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it cannot be. It cannot multiply. Wow. See, in the kingdom of God, everything is from other perspective. In that sense, He wounds you to love you. He gave you the gift of life. Your life is the grain of wheat, even broken. He's going to say, I gave you the gift. Lose it. Wow. Yes, sir. So help me, God. So help me, God.